Sewed my first mask on April 6th, and at that time it was more just for myself, because it became apparent that that was something I needed to wear in public for safety concerns, and I felt really silly wearing the, like, what the CDC recommended, folding up the bandana and using the hair ties. I thought that that looked uncool, and I didn't want to wear that. So I was like, oh, I need a solution for myself. And I posted that on Instagram, and a friend reached out to me and asked if he could buy them. And I, at that point, I wasn't planning on selling them and was kind of unsure about the idea of selling them in general. But I went ahead and made him 3 masks, and he did pay me. And then my spouse saw me making masks, and he was like, why don't you make some for my family? And so I did, and then I made some for my family. Yeah, and I just really enjoyed the process. Just like having that project really sort of shifted my attention from like scrolling through the news into something productive that was fun for me and felt helpful. So when I saw the post on Reddit about the Austin Mask Exchange, I signed up right away. And then that night, I think I got a few requests and I've been making masks ever since. I think I've made like 75 masks since the first one. So when I decided to make that first mask, yeah, it was just for me and basically just my own vanity, because again, I felt really uncool with all the other options. So when it became clear that other people might benefit, that was just sort of like an encouragement for me to keep going. And I still get a lot of enrichment from this project. Like, I really like sewing these masks. I'm only doing one pattern, so it's pretty repetitive. Like, the only changes are like the colors and the fabrics that I choose, so it's really easy to get into like a flow state making these masks, and that I think is just so helpful right now, because otherwise you can really just sort of spiral out into negativity. I definitely didn't want to start doing this to make money, because the idea of profiting off this crisis definitely makes me uncomfortable. So any money that I have been making, I'm putting right back into materials to just keep making more masks. And then I had a little bit of a surplus recently, so I was able to donate some money and supplies to like a charity that, I felt personally close to. So I'm definitely not using it as like an income stream right now. Because I am lucky enough to still be able to work from home. But, you know, everything is really uncertain. So who knows if it would be a necessity to become an income stream, then I already have that going. But that's not my intention of the project.